certainly hope that you have a very good explanation for what you're doing right now, young man. Ah, no. Sit down. Shut up. You've got my vibrator in your hand and my fucking panties around your neck. I don't want to hear fucking excuses. I can't believe the nerve of you. I trusted you enough to let you house sit for me while I was gone. I am your mother's best friend, for Christ's sake. Do you know what she would do if I tell her this? Oh my God, I'm furious. No, I said be quiet. I'm trying to think about what I want to do with you. Oh my God. Fuck. Okay. Temper slowly coming under control. Don't test me. Now, what is the excuse? Let's hear it. You're inexperienced and you're curious about what pleases a woman? Well, how does that explain my underwear around your neck? Oh my God, he's your next door neighbor's son. You can't kill him. Look. There are other ways to have, like, gone about this. Like, haven't you had the talk with your father? He's really not taken an interest since your mom and he have been divorced. Okay. All right, listen. I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to sit on the couch. And I'm going to continue to calm down. I want you to put the vibrator back where you found it from. And take the underwear and put them in my hamper for the laundry because God knows what you did with them and they need to be washed before I put them back on. And once you've done that, you can come down and join me and we need to have a discussion about this because I don't know what to do from here. Okay. Yes, I'm much calmer now. Please have a seat. Okay, so you're inexperienced and you want to learn how to make a woman feel good. Don't you have a girlfriend? You're a good-looking boy. What are you, 19? 20? I mean, you're in university. Have you not met some, like, nice sorority girl? You're too shy. Okay. Here's what I'm going to offer you. I want to make it clear, though, that I am in no way coercing, seducing, or otherwise forcing you into an agreement. Okay? This is in your hands. It's a one-time offer. You're old enough to decide. You're going to go home tonight, and you're going to think about what we've talked about here and what transpired. And you're going to make a decision. We're either going to pretend that this never happened. I won't say anything to your mother. We'll just continue our old relationship as if nothing's changed. Or you make a decision after long and careful thought and come to me tomorrow morning and ask that I teach you about sex and a woman's body. Don't look so surprised. You must have thought of some porn-like plot in which you're busted with my panties and my vibrator. And I come home and I'm so overwhelmed at the sight of you that I take you immediately on my bed. Well, that's not going to happen. You are going to come to me and it's going to be of your own volition. And you are going to ask me to teach you. Now, get out of my sight. I don't want to hear or think about you until tomorrow morning. I am jet-lagged, and I'm in no mood for bullshit. Now go. Well, look who it is. Oh, and you come with coffee. Is that an olive branch? I'll accept it. Thank you. Cream and sugar, just like I like. Well, no. Come on in. I'm not gonna bite. I'm just gonna listen to what you have to say. And again, it has to be of your own volition. I am taking no responsibility in making you feel like you've been taken advantage of or otherwise coerced. You're here because you want to be here. Or we forget the entire thing and things go on as normal. What have you decided? Right? Well, no wonder. I mean, it would be an embarrassing conversation for me to have for your mother, never mind you. Very well, then. Let us go make ourselves more comfortable. Now then. What am I doing? I'm taking off my dressing gown. You can't expect me to teach you about a woman's body wearing clothes, did you? I do. My breasts are quite nice for my age, thank you. Although, let me just tell you something. You are lucky to see any kinds of breasts at all. Whether they're young and small, firm, hard, large, bouncy, saggy, it matters very little. Boobs are boobs. And once you get to that mentality, you're going to understand just how immature your peers are when it comes to breasts. Not everybody stays a 19, 22-year-old girl forever. And it's a known fact that women mature far more quickly than men do. And if you don't match, well, you'll get left behind. For those who do know what to expect and are far more experienced in what they're doing. So in a way, I'm kind of giving you a blessing here. Yes, they're very nice. Thank you. I'm in very good shape despite having had 2 children. I know. My ass is still quite perky, and yes, it's probably one of my better features. And my legs, well, I'm short, but they're quite curvy, and they're perfect for wrapping around hips and pulling one closer. Now, that's something that's going to have to change right away. Blushing. You needn't be shocked. You're about to do some much, much more intimate things to my body before we're done here this morning. So, lose the blush. You're going to take note, and you're going to learn. Because at the very least, I want to make sure that the next girl that you take to bed is going to be very well pleased. I mean, I'm kind of doing you and your reputation a bit of a favor in that regard. Now, I'm going to sit down on the chaise, and I want you to come and kneel between my thighs. I'm not going to say it again. I'm going to sit down and make myself comfortable and spread my legs. Do you like what you see? You like the shape? Yes, I like just a little bit of a landing strip, but nothing to impair sensation. Now, you're not a gynecologist in training. Quit looking at it so clinically. All of that area is very sensitive, despite what you might think or what you might have learned watching porn, which is, God forbid, such a terrible way to learn. The lightest touch of fingertips just along the seam of my lips. Oh, it's so very arousing and erotic. Go ahead, touch me like that. And don't look so scared. This is going to make you so many friends, trust me. You wouldn't be the first boy that I've taught to eat pussy. Yes, start by brushing your fingers up and down those soft, velvety lips, completely devoid of hair. Lean in, boy. Give it a kiss. Breathe in my scent. Do you like it? Do you want to taste it? Every girl has their own smell, their own taste. And in time, you'll learn to crave it. There's nothing like pussy for a good man. Now, go ahead. Do what you think I'm going to like the most. But remember, women tend to prefer a lighter, more gentle touch as opposed to a man's brutish and heavy-handed approach. Go ahead. Do as you... very good. Very good. Now, if you part your middle finger and your index in a bit of a triangle, and gently hold those lips open. Oh, and that pink, pale flesh in between. That little knob, yes, that's the clitoris. That is the magic button. But don't touch it. No. You don't want to go for it right away. You want to tease. You want to torment. You want to build the pleasure. And you do that by starting from the bottom and working your way up. So gently keeping those folds spread, mirror it at the bottom along my pussy entrance. And I want you to gently lick, not entering, just around, lick the circumference of me. Oh, taste the dew gathering there. Oh, yes. Now flick a little, just a little. Yes, just like that. Oh, you're a quick learner. Yes. Now with your thumb, place it just beneath the entrance and apply just a little pressure, just the lightest. No, not too much, just a little bit. And I want you to gently press in circles. Oh, yes. You notice I'm getting wetter, don't you? Now, I want you to rub your nose against the top of my mound. The hot breath that fans over such intimate folds. Oh my god. At this point, if you're doing it right, you're going to notice that the woman's getting more and more aroused and that her flesh starts to darken in color from a light pink to a deep rose. And it gets wetter and it smells more fragrantly. And the clit starts to swell just a little bit. Now I want you to take your tongue and without touching it, circle all the way around that aching little bud of flesh. Oh my god. Oh yeah, right like that. Oh, what you want to do? Oh, you want to make her want it. You want to make her beg for it. And you're not going to give it to her. No, not yet. Mm-mm. You don't want to give in too soon. Oh, you want to draw out the pleasure as long as you possibly can. And you're going to do that by continuing to rub. And touch with your tongue. Swirling up and then back down to sweep the entrance and circle it teasingly as it grows more and more sensitive and starts to pout. Oh, God. I know you want to be in there so bad. But the point is, it's not what you want. What you want is to make this girl so aching with arousal, so delirious with passion that she's begging you. That is your goal. If she can't remember her name at the end of this, you've done it right and you've done it well. No, you should make a woman come at least twice with fingers and tongue before you even think about sticking your dick anywhere. That in and of itself is its own lesson, but for now, we're going to focus on this. Yes. Lick around the entrance, and then back up and circle my clit. And now with that other hand, where it's pressed against the bottom of my slit, I want you to take your index finger and circle it gently. Oh, yes. Turn it to face you so that your palm is up. And slowly, slowly insert that finger. Oh, a little bit more. And then curl it up. Oh, you feel that rough patch there. That. Oh. That is the trigger, my friend. I want you to rub it gently. I know, it's so slick and tight. Are you surprised that a pussy like mine would still be tight? Boy, any woman worth their salt knows how to do their kegels, and they can remain as tight as any virgin you could ever hope to encounter. But I digress. I want you to continue. Yes, now come up and lick my clit while you start to press and rub against that spot. Oh, yes. Yeah, oh my God, keep going. Oh, yes, you can wrap your tongue around the clit. Oh my God, you can suck gently. Just keep it going. Vary it up. Oh my God, don't start to slide your finger harder or add another until you can feel me starting to tighten around you. Fuck. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Okay, go back to tracing it. Oh God, don't touch it just yet. You're gonna make me come if you do. Remember, you wanna make it last as long as possible. Oh my God, yes. Yes, I'm rubbing my breast. Stop. Focus on what you're doing. Yes, you can feel me tightening. Okay. Go ahead, add a second finger and keep pressing against that spot. Oh, I know. I'm getting so wet that it's dripping down your wrist. Oh, that means you're doing all right. Yes. Yeah, now go ahead and vary it out. Use your tongue, use your lips. Suck and lick, and then lick and suck. Harder and faster. Okay, now you can start to bump your fingers. Oh my God, yes, yes. Oh, fuck you. Yeah. Oh, fuck you. Yeah. Oh my God, please, please, please. Harder, harder, harder. Oh, oh, oh. Fuck. Yes, yes. Oh. Okay, slow down, slow. Slow down, slow. Oh my God. Oh, you did well. Oh, you did so well. You did so, so well. Okay. Oh, yes. Yes, you can feel me convulsing around your fingers. Yes, that means you've done very well. Yes. Oh, you've done so, so well. Now, you have to be careful at this point because some girls can become oversensitive to the point where it hurts. Other girls can have multiple orgasms and have one after the other. Most girls can be multi-orgasmic, but some just take a little time to recharge after their orgasms. Very good boy. I want you to come on up and lay next to me on the chaise here. That's quite the impressive bulge you've got there in your pants. It must be so tight and so uncomfortable. How about you take it out? You did so well licking and eating my pussy that... Yes. No, I'm not going to suck your cock. There's a damp spot on the front of your boxers. I wonder what that could be from. My... Are you hard? Are you leaking? Is that what you want to say? We have so much work to do. I'm gonna just yank your jeans down past your thighs and pull your underwear with it. Very, very nice. Good shape to you. Decent length. Plenty thick. You're sure to be popular, but a decent dick alone will not do it. You need to have finesse. You need to know how to use it. And, what am I doing? Well, I'm going to fuck you. What did you expect was going to happen? That I just have you eat me out and then make you leave? No. I intend to teach you everything there is to know about how to please a woman, including having sex and penetration. Now, this is a treat for you. Most girls, especially girls your age, won't really know what to do in cowgirl, but that's okay. This is a treat for you, a reward, remember? Other times we'll do it doggy or missionary or some alternate version of those two, but For now, we're just going to keep it simple so that you can take your reward. And besides, I have a sneaking suspicion we're going to have to work on your stamina a little. No, just relax. Let me... do all the work. Yes, bite your lip like that. Yes, gasp. You like how tight I grip you? Not what you were expecting, was it? How wet and hot and snug. Oh, yes. You're only halfway in. What if I take you the rest of the way? Balls deep. Oh, baby, you're pulsing already. I can feel you starting to lose control. Yes, clench those fingers and bite that lip. Close your eyes, it's not gonna help. This is the moment that you lose your virginity. And if you learn well and pay attention, there won't be a lack of pussy in your future. But now, I'm gonna ride you up and down, grinding my ass over your thighs. Love your tight little body, muscular, young. Fuck, it's so good. And you've shaved. Oh my god, it just feels so good. Yes, if I angle it just right, I can rub my clit on the downstroke. Oh, I know I'm getting tighter. You're not gonna lose control yet, are you? Oh no. So I guess it wouldn't be a good idea if I started going a little faster, huh? I will say you lasted longer than I thought you would. I'm impressed, slightly. I mean, I know what I'm doing, after all.